The proposal would require each county to set up at least one early voting poll site during the 12 days before Election Day. The sites would be open for 5 hours a day on the 2 weekends leading up to elections, as well as 8 hours a day on weekdays. Cuomo's counsel, Alfonso David, says the state is behind other states, and he'd like to see that change.
We think it's critically important that New Yorkers have access to the voting booth, and that we increase opportunities for people to engage in the electoral process. So we're looking to remove these long-standing barriers that have existed, which we think affects, unfortunately, our political process and certainly our democracy.
The governor would also like to institute automatic voter registration. Right now, it's offered through the Department of Motor Vehicles and other agencies, but potential voters need to fill out additional lines on the forms. Under the proposal, the agencies would simply send the voters' information to the relevant county board of elections unless the person does not wish to be registered to vote and checks an opt-out box. And Cuomo says he'll introduce a plan for same-day voter registration. David says online voting is not being considered at this time. There are too many worries about cybersecurity. The Democratic-led State Assembly has embraced similar measures in the past, but they have stalled in the state Senate, which is ruled by a coalition of Republicans and independent Democrats. David concedes the voter expansion measures might not get approved in 2018.
Sometimes it takes more than 1 year to advance a legislative proposal. We saw that recently with our Raise the Age proposal. It took us 4 years to successfully advance Raise the Age in New York. It took us a number of years to advance marriage equality in New York. I'm hopeful and optimistic that both houses will support this proposal, and we will be very aggressive in educating them about the value of modifying our voting system.
Government reform groups are encouraged by the proposals. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
The early voting just modernizes voting to be in the same sort of system as the rest of society, right? I mean, it makes it easier for people who are busy and traveling to vote. The same-day voter registration would definitely have an impact. I mean, New York has its reputation as a progressive state, but when it comes to its democracy, it's anything but progressive.
He says the measures would go a long way to remedy that. Common Cause has long advocated for early voting. Its executive director, Susan Lerner, says she's pleased with the proposals, but she disagrees that it may take years to implement early voting in New York. She thinks there's momentum to do it in 2018.
I think there is an engagement and an expectation on the part of New York voters that our election laws are going to catch up with the rest of the country this year.
The governor has also proposed a package of reforms to help county boards of elections better protect against cyber attacks and to more closely regulate political ads on social media in the wake of reports of Russian infiltration of Facebook and Twitter during the 2016 elections. Horner with NYPERC says it's more likely that the governor will find bipartisan support in the legislature to make those changes first. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.